Legislation aimed at consolidating school districts in Vermont is scheduled to hit the House floor today. And on the eve of the major policy debate, the Agency of Education has released a new report that suggests tiny districts and small schools are a financial drain on the education system. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Back in January, researchers from Penn State published a study extolling the virtues of Vermont's tiny school districts. The study arrived as elected officials began drafting legislation aimed at consolidating districts. But the authors of the Penn State study said small districts in rural communities serve a vital role, and they said consolidation efforts would only increase costs and degrade academic quality. Bruce Baker is a professor in the Department of Educational Theory, Policy, and Administration at Rutgers University. He read about the study in a newspaper article his mom sent him.
And I looked at that and I said, gee, that's just wrong.
So Baker, who grew up in Vermont, put together his own policy brief. And the results, out today, suggest that Vermont's small districts and small schools are exacting a serious financial toll on the public education system.
What we're looking at are schools that are so small as to be financially unsustainably small.
Baker teamed up on the project with Wendy Geller, the Data Administration Director at the Vermont Agency of Education. Geller says the research will provide lawmakers, school board members, and district administrators with the quality data needed to make important policy decisions.
When you empower people with solid evidence and when you empower people with knowledge about what the situation is, they usually can make the best decisions for them in those cases.
According to Baker and Geller, that evidence shows that when districts and schools drop below certain enrollment thresholds, taxpayers and students suffer as a result. Not only do per-pupil costs soar as a result of poor economies of scale, Baker says academic offerings begin to disappear as well.
But when we start talking 100 students or 75 students, then we start looking at an inability to provide breadth and depth of course offerings at the secondary level.
The study says an abundance of small districts and small schools are one reason Vermont spends more on public education than any other state in the nation as a percentage of its gross domestic product. Baker says the real savings will come from school consolidation, not merely district consolidation. But he says communities are loath to shutter their local schools, however poorly attended. And he says it's a problem policymakers are going to have to solve if they want to right-size their schools.
It's such a tough political problem to overcome that they've got to come up with a creative way to get people to want this, to get people to see that, wow, my kid can, go to a school that's got a decent library, that's got a whole array of other advanced placement course offerings, science labs that are really well equipped.
Lawmakers are scheduled to debate the education bill Wednesday. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.